All right, let's get started.
让我们开始。
We gotta thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
That you will help as we study your word.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你帮助我们。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
All right, we are starting a new topic today.
我们今天开始一个新的系列。
And I want to start with a question.
那我刚开始要问一个问题。
When you hear the word holy,
当你听到圣洁这个词的时候
or holiness,
或者讲到不管是圣洁这个名词还是圣洁这个形容词
what's the first thing that just came to your mind when you heard those words?
脑中浮现的第一个念头是什么呢？听到圣洁这个词，你脑中的一个观念是什么呢？
Purity, okay?
就是洁净纯洁。
Godly or earthly?
Godly?
敬虔和非属世的。非不是地上的。还有吗
?Perfect.
Perfect.
完美完全。
Some of you, nothing came to mind.
还有呢什么想法都没有。
Never heard this word before, I don't know.
是不是从来都没听过圣洁这个词
I just remember a radio program I was listening to. One of the interviewers asking a bunch of people on the street, I said, can you describe God in one word? And I was thinking of like the book of Revelation, there's a series of unearthly
right.
animals, like there's a bird and many eyes, and
right.
etc. And they were all chanting, holy, holy, holy,
okay.
the Lord
yes.
God Almighty, and they would repeat that three times.
Okay.
So you can't describe God in one word.
Okay.
okay. 他说是他、right. 大卫说他曾经听到一个广播节目，里边呢就去在街上就去问这些人，说你们听到这个圣洁是什么反应？然后他就说在启示录里面有这些非地上的这种活物，就想到启示录里面四活物，然后他们讲的都是圣哉圣哉圣哉，所以呢没法用圣哉这个词，因为他念了三遍，不能用一个词来描述。
Anyone else? Clean, okay.
就是干净。
All right, I'm glad that your responses are positive.
我很高兴大家的回应都是一个很积极正面的一个反应。
When I ask that question sometimes to students at the college,
当我有时候问那个大学生的时候
two words that were often used,
通常他们会用两个词来回应。
One was old.
一个是很年迈，年老。
Because they thought, oh, that only refers to old people.
因为这个圣洁好像只是指那些年长的人，年纪很大的人。
And the other word that I often heard them use was strict.
另外一个词他们经常描述的就是严厉、严肃。
To be holy is to follow a bunch of rules.
就是圣洁就意味着遵守一大堆的规条。
So I'm glad your terms that you've come to are much more positive. I'm glad to start there.
所以我很高兴大家就是回应都是挺正面积极的。
Joy Davidman
有一个人他叫 Joy
wrote a book on the Ten Commandments.
他写了一本关于十诫的书。
And in the beginning of her book she told this story.
在他的书的前面讲了一个故事
that I often think of when I hear people talk about the word holy or holiness.
所以呢我就想到很多人他们可能听到圣洁这个词的时候就想到就是跟这个故事里面描述是一样的。
She said that a missionary went to Africa.
他有一位宣教士去非洲
and was preaching and teaching.
在那边讲道教导。
And a chief of a tribe came to him and said,Can you tell me very simply what does it mean to be a Christian?
那个酋长就来问他说你可不可以很简短的告诉我基督徒意味着什么
And unfortunately the missionary's answer was the answer that a lot of people think of.
然后呢可惜的是呢这个宣教士他的回答就跟很多人的这个想法是一样的。
They said, well, a Christian is a person who does not kill his enemies.
他说一个基督徒啊就是一个不杀害他敌人的人。
He does not steal from other people.
他也不会偷窃别人的东西。
He doesn't take someone else's wife.
他不会偷别人的妻子。
He went through the Ten Commandments.
然后呢，他就把这十诫讲了一遍。
And the African chief said, I understand.
非洲酋长就说，我现在明白了。
I'm a Christian.
我肯定是个基督徒。
To be a Christian is the same as to be old.
他说，成为基督徒就跟变老了一样。
When I was young,
我年轻的时候
I attacked my enemy tribe.
我攻击那个部落，就是我的头领。
I killed their soldiers.
我也杀了他们的那个
子民。Took their wives.
然后呢，抢走他们的妻子。
And stole their property.
然后把他们的财产也据为己有。
Now I'm too old to attack my enemies.
现在我太年纪太大了，没法再去攻击我的敌人。
I must be a Christian.
我肯定是一位基督徒。
Unfortunately.
不幸的是。
While that story is funny in part,
当然这个故事听起来有些可笑。
Many people think of being holy as a list of things we don't do.
很多人认为这个圣洁就是有一个清单，就是我们不该做这个，不该做那个的清单。
And so pretty soon, to be holy means something similar to being old.
所以很快的，这个成为圣洁就跟变老了一样。
But that is not at all the Bible's picture of what it means to be holy.
这个可不是圣经所描绘的圣洁的图片。
This year I have been looking at how we grow in the image of Christ.
今年我们在看我们如何在基督的形象上成长。
And I actually am doing this in reverse of what I normally would do.
其实我这次讲的顺序跟我正常讲的顺序呢是不同的。
Normally, I would start with what we're going to be doing over the next few months.
通常呢，我是先讲我们现在的这个圣洁生活的教义。
A picture of what it means to be holy.
就是说，圣洁到底意味着什么？先来介绍这个。
And then move from there to the practical disciplines that we have been looking at of worship, of Bible study, those things that we looked at over the first part of the year.
然后呢，我们才讲这个灵命塑造，就是我们前面讲的灵命塑造跟那个敬拜，就是不管你读经啊，还是在敬拜中来在基督的形象上成长。
For a couple of reasons, I decided for this class to turn that around.
但是有一些原因让我决定把这个顺序颠倒一下。
And so we've been looking at the practical disciplines.
所以我们先看这个实际的这种操练。
And now we're going to wrap this up over the next few months by looking at a picture of what God shows us in Scripture. It means to be a holy person.
然后我们最后这个总结结束的时候呢，我们再来看在圣经中神是怎么来描绘圣洁的。
And what I hope you see is this.
我希望大家能看到能明白的就是
God's picture of a holy person has a whole lot less to do with rules.
神的定义中神心目中的这个圣洁的人其实不是说有一大堆的规条
than with making us like himself
不是说他更着重的是我们像他自己而不是一大堆做和不做的规条
Now let me say that I don't think that means God's laws are unimportant
我这个不是说神的律法就不重要了
I used to once a year go teach in Nigeria
我原来呢，就是一年要去一次尼日利亚。
And in Nigeria, I suppose there are some laws for how you drive.
我想在尼日利亚呢，是有一些那个法律，就是说规定你该怎么来驾开车。
But I never met anyone who actually thought they applied.
但是好像我从来没碰到一个人觉得这个应该遵守这个法律，或者这个法律有什么效果。
Everyone was free.
每一个人都很自由。
Oh, it's wonderful.
很棒，对不对
？No policeman stopping you because you drive in the wrong lane.
你即使开那个逆行，也没有警察把你停下来，对不对
？No cameras taking a picture if you run the red light.
没有，你开过那个红灯，也没有那个摄像头来把你拍照，把你。
Great.
是不是很棒呢
？Except.
除了。
That where I would teach.
在我那个教课的地方
was 10 miles from the airport
离那个飞机场只有十迈
and it would often take 2 to 3 hours to make that trip
但是你 只有十迈你需要开两到三个小时。
I once was taxed by someone in a wheelchair.
有一次一个坐着轮椅的人都超过了我这辆车。
I saw him as he got so far I could no longer see him up there and I thought I should have gotten out and rode with him.
然后呢我看我说那个我待在车里那个弄轮椅的人已经离我很远，我说我应该坐在那个轮椅上跟他一起走。
Because when there are no rules, we soon come to chaos.
因为一旦是任何的规则都没有的话，很快就一片混乱。
If we understand them properly, laws are for our good.
如果我们正确的来理解的话，其实这个法律是为了我们的益处。
And so we'll see that yes, God has law.
所以我们可以看到神是有他的律法的。
But it is never law for the sake of law.
但是却不是为就是为了法律而法律的缘故。
It is law as a reflection of his character.
这个律法呢是神的品格神的本性的彰显。
And guidelines that say this helps you to understand how to live in keeping with my character.
就是这个好像是一个指南告诉我们跟神的这个本性相符合跟神的品格相符合我们应该如何来生活。
I guess I would say it like this.
我可能会这样讲。
You can keep the laws.
你可以遵守法律遵守律法。
Without being a holy person.
你可以不是一个圣洁的人却可以仍然遵守律法。
And I see from your nod you understand that.
我看大家都在点头我知道你们理解。
And is it fair for me to say the most unattractive religious people you have ever met are people who keep the laws without being a Christ-like person?
所以呢我看大家点头我相信那可以很公正的来说你们看到的最不吸引的这个宗教人士就是他们遵守律法但是却不是一个圣洁的人没有这样神的这个品性。
It turns us into very arrogant, self-righteous, judgmental people.
如果只有就是只是遵守律法但是却没有圣洁的话不是品格像神就会变成很自大很骄傲也很自义的人。
So you can keep the law without being holy.
所以呢有你可以就是只是遵守律法却不是圣洁的。
However,
但是
if you are a Christ-like person,
如果你是一位像基督的人
if you are holy as God calls us to be holy,
如果你真的是像神所呼召我们的那样成为圣洁
you will keep his law.
你就会遵守神的律法
But now it is not ugly and arrogant and self-righteous.
但是却不再是丑陋的自大的和自义的。
Because it now comes out of a heart that is doing it willingly and cheerfully.
而是出自于一颗甘心乐意欢喜的心来遵守这些律法。
Out of love for God.
是出于对神的爱来遵守的。
And that motivation changes everything about our attitude.
那个态度那种动机就会改变了我们所有的这个态度。
Dennis Kinlaw said it this way.
那个金丹尼这么说。
Two people can be doing the same thing.
两个人可能在做同样的事情。
Who are not doing the same thing.
但是却没有在做同样的事情。
In other words, they are both going through the same actions.
他们都做同样的行为。
But one is doing it as worship and love for a God who they love and adore.
一个是出自于他对你这位他所爱的他所尊崇的神的爱和敬拜他是这样做的。
The other is doing it either out of fear of judgment or a desire to please the people around them or a certain set of traditions.
另外一种人呢他是出于一种对神的恐惧或者是想要讨周围人的那个欢喜或者是出于过去的传统来做的。
And so they are doing the same thing.
所以他们外在做的行为做的事情好像都是一样的。
But they are not doing the same thing.
但是他们也不是在做同样的事情。
That's what I want us to see over these next few months.
所以呢，这是未来几个月我们要看的。
This morning I want to start with several scriptures.
今天早晨我们要看好几处经文。
We're going to start in Leviticus 19.
我们首先来看利未记第十九章第二节。十九章第二节。
The Lord spoke to Moses, saying,
神对摩西说,
speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.
你小谕以色列全会众说，你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
Why are we to be holy?
我们为什么要圣洁呢？
Because God is holy.
因为神是圣洁的。
At the root of everything we're going to be looking at over these few months.
这未来我们所看的这个这关于圣洁的所有的这一切的根基就是
Nowhere in the Bible does it say
圣经中没有一处说
Thus says the Lord
耶和华对说
Be holy
你们要圣洁
Because you are a member of PBCCC
因为你是某某教会的会员
Be holy
你们要圣洁
Because your pastor says be holy
因为你们的牧师说你们要圣洁
Be holy because of this set of rules.
你们要圣洁是因为有这一堆的规则。
Over and over it says be holy.
他不断地重复说你们要圣洁。
Because I am your God.
因为我是你们的神。
And I am holy.
我是圣洁的。
That becomes the root, the foundation of who we are.
那就是从我们是谁的根基。
To be holy is very simple.
成为圣洁是很简单的。
To be more and more like our heavenly Father.
就是越来越像我们的天父。
That's going to be the root all the way through Scripture.
那个就是整个贯穿整本圣经的根基基础。
We look at our heavenly Father.
我们看我们的天父。
And we become more like Him.
我们越来越像他。
Now, that's difficult.
那个其实是挺难的，挺困难的。
No one has seen Him.
因为没有人看见神。
And so all through the Old Testament, we have these very strange laws.
所以呢，整个旧约好像有些这个挺奇怪的。
Right after this verse in Leviticus 19,
在十九章第二节这句经文之后
we have some laws that make good sense to us.
有些这些律法呢，好像我们能够觉得挺有道理的。
Be holy as I am holy.
你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Don't steal.
不要偷窃。
Don't lie to one another.
不要彼此撒谎。
Don't oppress your neighbor.
不要欺压邻舍。
Don't be unjust in court.
不要不公正在
All those, yes, we can understand those.
这些我们都可以理解。
And then it comes to strange ones.
然后就有一些比较奇怪的，我们觉得律法。
Don't sow two different kinds of seed in your field.
说在你的田地上呢，不要撒两样的种子。
Don't wear clothing that is made of two different kinds of cloth.
不要穿就是用两种布料织成的衣服。
Anybody breaking that this morning?
今天早上我没有，有没有违背这个律法？
So excited to see someone immediately respond.
看看自己的衣服。
And so it has become popular.
所以呢，这个就变得挺流行的。
To say.
就说。
Those laws don't matter.
这些律法。
How can you say this one matters when you're wearing cloth made of two different kinds of material?
为什么你可以说这一部分律法是重要的，但是你却可以穿两种不同
？We'll come to this later.
资料织成的衣服呢？我们会
But for right now, let me simply say this.
现在我就简单的讲。
God is speaking to people who've never seen Him.
神在对那些从来没有见过他的百姓说话。
They have no Bible.
他们那时候可是没有圣经。
And the word holy means almost nothing to them.
对他们来讲，圣洁这个词好像没有任何意义。
Because for 400 years they've lived in Egypt.
因为他们住在埃及400年。
And they have seen no God that is anywhere near like holy.
因为他们没有见到任何神跟圣洁有一点相关。
And you can say, well, yes, but their God was holy.
但是你可以说，哦，他们的神是圣洁的呀。
That's true.
是这样的。
But for 400 years, they've not been with their God.
但是有400年之久，他们可是没有跟他们的神在一起。
They have stories passed down.
他们是有从祖上传下来的故事。
But do any of you know anything at all?
你们中间任何人知道任何事吗
？About who your family was worshiping?
你知道你的家庭在敬拜什么
？1622.
你知道你的家庭在1622年你的祖先
？That's a long time.
祖辈在敬拜什么吗？那是很久以前。他们那时候也是，那时候也没电，没事说。
These people have no concept of what it means when God says be holy.
这些人对神说要圣洁，他们完全没有概念。
And so he starts to teach them.
所以呢，神就开始教导他们。
And these laws are going to fit into that. We'll see that.
然后我们就看到刚才讲到那些律法就会就是跟这个圣洁是有关的。
But then we come to the New Testament.
然后我们现在到了新约。
And now we get a different picture.
现在我们有一个就不同的。
Not different. A more detailed, sorry.
我们有一个更详细的有关圣洁的。
My mistake, not yours. And that is this.
这个就是。
Now we are able to see a person.
我们现在可以看到一个人。
Who shows us what it means to be holy.
展现向我们显示圣
洁是什么。Jesus comes and lives among us.
耶稣来到这个世间住在我们中间。
Fully human.
完全的人。
Hebrews, tempted in every way like we are.
希伯来书说他在各方面像我们那样受试
探。He knows our struggles.
他知道我们的挣扎。
And he lives like his heavenly Father.
但是他却像他的天父那样来生活。
He responds to those problems.
他对那些所遇到的问题像天父那样来回应。
And so now,
现在
we don't need rules about eating barbecue.
所以现在我们不再有需要吃这个烧烤的那个律法。
Because what that taught us very vaguely.
因为那个有关饮食的律法是很笼统的很模糊的教导我们。
We now see in a person, Jesus.
我们现在原来那个很模糊的教导现在就在耶稣身上很清晰的展现出来。
It's not that the laws were bad or wrong.
不是那些律法是不好的或者是错的。
They were incomplete.
他们是不完全的。
They were telling us part of what we would later see much more fully.
他们是告诉我们以后后来我们是很清楚的看到全貌的一部分。
And so Paul can say in 1 Corinthians,
所以保罗可以在哥林多前书说
follow me,
你们要效法我
as I follow Christ.
如同我效法耶基督。
Here's the model.
这个耶稣就是榜样。
I am following you.
我在跟随这个榜样这个典范。
You can follow me.
那你也可以来效法我。你
So, Leviticus 19, be holy.
所以利未记十九章说你们要圣洁
Because I, your God, am holy.
因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
Then we go to Leviticus 20.
那我们到利未记第二十章。
Verse 7.
第七节说
Consecrate yourselves and be holy for I am the Lord your God.
你们所以你们要自洁成圣因为我是耶和华你们的神。
Keep my statutes and do them.
你们要谨守遵行我的律例。
And then,Very, very important.
非常重要的一句。
I am the Lord who sanctifies you.
我是叫你们成圣的耶和华。
And I should tell you now three words that I'm going to use over and over because Scripture uses them.
然后现在我会告诉你三个词语我会不断的应用因为圣经里面有讲到这些词。
Holy is the same root as sanctify.
圣洁这个词的词根呢跟那个成圣是一样的。
And in the New Testament, then that becomes like Christ.
在新约里这个圣洁这个词就意味着像基督。
So any of the three words, when you come across them in scripture, it's the same body, of the same concept.
所以你只要在这个圣经里看到这三个词呢其实它都是同一个意思。
Now here's why Leviticus 20 verse 8 is so important.
为什么利未记二十章第八节这么重要呢
？You read chapter 19.
你读完利未记十九章。
Don't steal because God is holy and you're to be holy.
你不能不要偷窃，因为神是圣洁的，你们要圣洁。
All right, got that.
你说我好，我明白了。
Don't lie against your neighbor in court. Got it.
就是不要去做假见证。
When you reap.In your fields.
当你在那个田地里撒种的时候
Leave some in the corners for the poor people to
那些四你们去收割的时候在那个田地的四个角落不要去把它都收干净
And you say, yeah, I got that.
你说我也明白了
I brought some food and put it in the box in here this morning.
因为我今天早上还给那个白弟兄那个捐赠捐那个带食物的箱子还带了一些东西
Don't wear cloth made of two kinds of material.
不要穿两种布料织成的衣服。
And I won't embarrass anybody, but our sister says, okay, I'll go home and clean out the closet, I got that.
然后有一个姐妹说好吧回家我就把衣服把那个衣柜都整一整。
And soon we can become very much like a group of people who Jesus had a lot of trouble with when he was on earth.
那这样的话我们很快就会成为一群耶稣在地上有很多跟他们有很多冲突的那群人。
They're called,
他们被称为法利赛人。
Because they have memorized chapter 19.
因为法利赛人把第十九章都利未记十九章背下来了。
And I've always had a soft spot for the Pharisees. I feel sorry for them a bit.
其实我总是有点同情这个法利赛人。
Because they're really trying to get this right.
因为他们真的很努力想把这一切都做对。
God said don't do these things and so they're not doing them.
神说不要做这些所以他们就没做。
And when they see you doing them,
所以当他们看到你这样做的时候
You're messing up the whole system, so they'll slap you.
他你们把这整个这个系统都搞着了所以他们会给你一巴掌。
But they're trying to do what he said in 19.
但是他们想要去遵行利未记十九章。
But they are forgetting what he said in chapter 20, verse 8.
但是他们忘记了二十章第八节。
After you do this whole list of things,
当你做完这一个这一系列的清单上的事情的时候
After you clean your closet of all the mixed
当你把你衣柜里边两样掺杂的那个衣服布料的衣服都清理了之后
Are you holy?
你现在圣洁了吗
Not necessarily.
并不一定
Because 20 verse 8 says
因为二十章第八节说
I am the one who makes you holy.
我是那位叫你们成圣的耶和华
That is the key to all of the rules, laws in Leviticus.
这就是利未记的这所有律法的关键，也是其中秘诀。
They are living out something.
他们是活出来一些东西。
That God has already done.
就是神已经做成的。
Now, go to the New Testament, 1 Peter 1.
现在我们来到新约的约翰彼得前书。
Because I want you to see that what Leviticus says remains for us.
我想让大家看到利未记里面所讲到的对我。
Verse 14, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance.
他说你们既做顺命的儿女就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候。
First Peter 1 verse 15, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your behavior.
那招你们的既是圣洁你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
Verse 16, because it is written.
因为经上记着说
You shall be holy, for I am holy.
你们要圣洁因为我是圣洁的。
The same principle that applied in the Old Testament now speaks to us. Be holy because he is holy.
这个在旧约中所应用的这个原则同样也在新约里对我们说话。
But,
因为我是圣洁
When you go on in this chapter,
但是当你继续读这个彼得前书第一章的时候
talk about materials made of mixed cloth.
他不再讲这个两样掺杂的衣服。
He doesn't talk about not eating pork.
他也没再讲就是不要吃猪肉。
Now he talks about
他现在所讲的是
being ransomed with the precious blood of Christ.
就是我们是靠耶稣的宝血所救赎的。
A person
是一个人
has now fulfilled, accomplished what all of those object lessons was pointing us to.
有一个人他已经成就了前面所有的那个教学实务课所要指向的这一切的内涵他已经成就了这一切。
And so now we are changed from the inside.
现在我们是从里边开始被改变。
And now we live.In the model that Christ provided for us.
我们现在就按照耶稣所提供的这种样式这种榜样来生活。
But the foundation of that, the principle of that, of being a people who are holy, who are like Christ, still applies.
但是呢就是成为一个像基督的人这个原则这个根基还是同样应用在我们身上。
So let me give you a quick quiz.
我现在给大家一个很快的小测验。
True or false?
就是对的是或者不是很简单。
Since we are now made holy by the blood of Christ,
因为现在我们是靠基督的宝血成为圣洁。
Not by what we do,
而不是我们所做的。
our behavior,
我们的行为,
our obedience to the law no longer matters.
我们对律法的顺服就不再重要了。
True or false?
这个想法是对还是不对？ Oh. 大家都说是不对的。
Everybody agree on false?
多少大家都同意这个是错的。
Richard says, I think this is a trick. I'm not going to say a word.
他们说这可能又要给我们耍什么小把戏了。
I know nothing.
恶作剧我可是。
Right, there you go. Okay.
我就不举手了。
First Thessalonians 4.
然后我们看到那个帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
This is the will of God.
神的旨意就是
Your sanctification.
要你们成为圣洁。
Same word.
就是刚才讲的成圣，成为圣洁，就是要圣洁。
And then, look at what he does.
然后下面讲什么？
Abstain from sexual immorality.
远避淫行。
Control your body in holiness and honor.
要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁。
Don't be controlled by your passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God.
珍贵守着自己的身体，不放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。
Don't transgress or wrong your brother.
不要一个人在这世上月份欺负他的弟兄。
God has not called us for impurity, but holiness.
因为主呼召我们不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。
Does that sound like Leviticus 19?
这个听起来像不像利未记第十九章呢？
Yeah.
是的。
Because you are holy as God is holy.
因为神是圣洁的，你们要圣洁。
Your life is going to look different.
你的生命会看起来不同的。
It's going to look like Jesus.
会看起来像耶稣。
Who did these things? Who lived this way?
耶稣就是做就是这样生活的，他也做了这些事。
So God's law matters.
所以神的律法是重要的。
It simply is not how we become holy.
它不单单是我们如何成为圣洁。
We obey His law.
我们顺服他的律法。
Because we are Christ-like.
是因为我们像基督，我们也努力要像基督。
We don't obey His law in order to become like Christ.
我们不是因为我们顺服他的律法，以至于我们可以像基督。
Because it will never work. Right.
所以呢，我们这个顺序是我们因为像基督，所以我们顺服他的律法。
It didn't work for the Pharisees.
所以如果你只是说哦，我要做这些律法来像，所以这样是行不通的，不管是法利赛人还是那种他们叫犬类吧，就是说要遵守这个律法的这些。
That order is absolutely crucial.
所以这个顺序这个次序是非常重要的。
You will be miserable.
你会很难受。
Because instead of allowing God to make you holy,
因为你没有让神使
你成为圣洁, you are trying to become holy,
你想要自己成为圣洁,
through keeping the rules.
你是想要通过就是遵守律法来成为圣洁。
If you get the order wrong,
如果你这个顺序搞颠倒了,
and everyone around you will be miserable.
那你周围的人也会很难受。
Because instead of allowing God to make them holy as He does it,
因为他们没有说让神让他们成为圣洁。
You'll be trying to make them holy.
你想要自己你想要使你自己使你周围的人圣洁。
By saying,
你就说
Excuse me, there's three things that you need to change.
你需要改变三件事啊。
And I heard you laughing, but there's something you need to change.
你听到你刚刚笑，你也要改变啊。
You understand?
你了解吗？
Everyone becomes miserable because we are trying to do God's job.
我们每个人都很难受，因为我们想要做神的工作。
Instead of letting Him do it.
而不是神来在我们身上工作。
But here's the trick.
但是这个中间的这个关键在于。
Again, back to what I quoted from Dennis Kimball.
就像我刚才讲到的金丹尼所说的。
Both people may look exactly alike. Be doing exactly the same thing.
两种人呢都看起来很像，也做的是同样的事情。
But one is doing it to try to earn Christ-likeness.
一种是想要这样做，然后好像自己赢得，就是把自己弄得像基督，靠自己的力量，所以他们就很难受。
The other is doing it because God has made them Christ-like, and this is now how that is lived out.
另外一种呢是神已经把他们就是神已经使他们成为像基督，现在他们就把这个给
过。One more scripture that I want to look at to show this.
然后还有一个经文我想给大家分享。
And it is a scripture that I have come to appreciate very, very much.
是我非常 喜欢也觉得对我很有很感谢的一句经文。
Second Corinthians，
哥林多后书
，Chapter six，
第六章
，Starting at verse 16，
从第十六节开始，六章十六节。
Paul is writing to people in Corinth，
保罗写信给哥林多的教会的
，Who have forgotten or did not know anything that I've been telling you so far。
他们已经忘记或者不知道我刚才所就是刚才所谈到的这些。
And they think that you can be God's people.
他们认为你们我可以成为神的百姓。
And live exactly like the people who are not God's people.
他们可以是神的百姓，但是活的却跟不是神的百姓，就是外邦人一样的生活。
And so in the church in Corinth.
所以在那个哥林多教会呢。
You have members who are committing open sin.
所以他的那个会员呢，就是。公开的犯罪。
In fact, Paul says even the Gentiles are embarrassed to do some of the things you do.
他说甚至外邦人都没有这样的恶行。
What that means is even a good sinner won't do that.
就是意思就是说一个好的罪人都不会这样做。
He says gotta be ashamed.
你应该感到羞愧啊。
And so he says to them.
所以保罗对他们说。
Verse 17, I'm taking this out of order.
第十七节他说。
Go out from them and be separate from the unbelievers. Live a different way than the unbelievers.
所以你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，就是跟他们过一个不一样的生活。
But here's what I want you to see.
但是我想大家看到的是
，I can remember growing up hearing many sermons about verse 17.
我记得我从小到大听到了很多关于第六章十七节的讲道。
Youth evangelists love to say to us.
那些传道者很喜欢
说。If you're Christian young people, you're going to live differently.
年轻人，如果你是基督徒，你会活得不一样。
Here's a list of things you should do.
这是一个你需要做的一些事情清单。
But what I rarely heard.
但是我很少听到的是。
Is this.
是这样的。
The reason Paul says to them.
保罗这样对他们说的原因就是
You be different
你们要不一样
than the unbelieving Gentiles around you.
你跟那些你周围的不相信的人的不一样
Is this
是原因是
Verse 16
第十六节
I live among you
我要在你们中间居住
I am your God
我是你们的神
Verse 18 I am a father to you
第十八节我是你们的父
You are sons and daughters to me.
你们是我的儿女。
And in chapter 7, it's unfortunate they changed chapters. Don't ever stop at the end of
在这儿别停啊，这其实第七章第一句跟着是连着的。
Because verse 1 is the finishing that paragraph.
因为第七章第一节是上面那一段的最后一句。
Since we have these promises.
就是亲爱的弟兄们，我们既有这样的
应许。
因为神在我们中间。
Since we are his people.
因为我们是他的子民。
Since he welcomes us.
因为他欢迎我们。
Since he is our father.
因为他是我们的父亲。
Since we are sons and daughters.
因为我们是他的儿女。
Let us cleanse ourselves from defilement.
就当洁净自己。除去身体灵魂一切的污秽敬畏神得以成圣
Here's what he's saying.
保罗在这里所说的是
We have the wonderful privilege
我们有这个很棒的这个特权
of having God live among us
就是神住在我们中间
And so we are to be like Christ
所以我们要像基督
So that we can welcome him
所以我们可以欢迎他来到我们。
Now, depending on how you voted last week, don't tell me.
不要告诉我你上次是怎么上星期怎么投票的。
You can adapt this example to whichever way you voted.
你可以把这个就是改到你不管你怎么投票，你可以把这个应用在你。
Don't tell me because I don't want to judge you.
因为别告诉你怎么投票的，因为我不想听。
You can be a Christian and vote wrong. You're just dumb.
投错了，那你就是笨。再开玩笑。
But imagine that you get an email.
想象一下，你收到一封邮件。
Either from Governor DeSantis's office.
不管是我们的佛罗州长的办公室。
Or from President Biden's office.
或者是从白宫发来的。
Saying.
说。
The president or the governor is going to come and would like to stay in your house overnight.
不管是说这个州长还是这个总统要住来拜访你，住在你家。
And you, okay, this is wonderful.
你会说，哦，这个很棒。
And you start cleaning your house.
你就开始打扫房间。
And I find out about it, and I say, oh, I feel so sorry for you, Brother Hongjin.
然后我就发现，我说，哎呀，这重庆弟兄，我真的不能。
You have to get your house all cleaned up.
你会把，你看你现在要有人来参观你，你必须得打扫房间。
You're dusting everything.
你打扫那个，把那灰尘都擦了。
You're pulling out your best china.
你把你最好的这些瓷器都给展现出来。
All of this work just because the governor or the president is coming.
不管是说因为是总统或者州长要来参观，要来家，要来你家。
I feel so sorry for you.
我真是为你感到难过。
Right?
我会，你会是这样吗？
Yeah. No.
他说，那个理查德说是的。
You didn't tell me that, like,
yeah.
不是。
不会
的。You're gonna say,
你会说
This is exciting.
哇，这个太棒了。
The governor is coming to my house.
州长要来拜访我，要来我家。我要欢迎他。
I want my house to be ready.
我想我的家都收拾得干干净净，准备好了。
So that window that I haven't cleaned for 3 years.
所以如果那个窗户三年都没擦。
I'm gonna scrub it and get it spotless.
我把那个窗户都擦得明亮。
Right?
是不是？
Paul says to the people at Corinth,
保罗对哥林多教会的人说
Live holy lives.
过一个圣洁的生活
Not as a burdensome obligation.
不是一个很沉重的一个负担
But because the king of the universe.
而是这个宇宙的王创造宇宙的主
The Lord Almighty, he calls it.
全能的主
Has chosen.
选择
To come and live among you.
决定要住在你们中间。
And you want a life.
你想要一个生活，一个生命。
That can welcome.
可以来欢迎他。
What I want you to see over the next few months.
所以未来的几个，我想大家所看到的是。
Is something that honestly it took me a long time to get a hold of.
其实是我花了很多年，花了很长时间才真正明白的。
Because I grew up living in verse 17.
因为我的成长环境呢，我是长一直是活在这个六章十七节里面。
These are the rules.
这些是这些规则。
And it was a long time before I saw verse 16 and 18.
那花了很过了很久，我才看到第十六节跟第十八节。
I have the incredible privilege.
我有一个难以置信的特权。
Lord Almighty.
就是全能的主。他竟然住在我里边。
And so my life is a reflection of that.
所以我的生命就是这样的一个表一个彰显。
There are many people who have very twisted ideas of what it means to be holy.
有很多人对这个成为圣洁有一些很扭曲的观念。
Very quickly, a lot of people think that it's something just for a few people.
很多人以为这就是给只是给一些人的成为圣洁。
Usually old.
通常有人觉得说，要年迈了。
Usually working for the church.
或者是你在教会做全职工作。
You know, people who are different than everyone else.
或者是跟别人都不一样的人才成为圣洁。
That's never the idea.In scripture.
但是那个完全不是圣经里的观念。
Recently, I was reading a book on the history of the Middle Ages.
我最近在读一本关于中世纪的书。
And it reminded me again of a man who became very famous.
就让我想起来有一个很出名的人。
Simon Stylites.
他叫一个西门，西面。
Stylites is a platform.
他有叫那个柱顶西面，他那时候有一个柱子啊。
He wanted to be holy.
他想要成为圣洁。
And so he went outside the city.
所以呢，他就离开他所居住的那个城。
And he built a platform.
他就建了一个那个平台。
On a pole.
他建在一个那个有一个很一个柱子上面建了个平台。
10 feet high.
他那个柱子大概有三米多高。
And he lived up there.
他就住在那个柱顶上。
But there's a problem.
但是那有个问题啊。
At 10 feet, you can still hear people.
你如果那个柱子
，You can still talk to them, so it's hard to be holy.
因此大概就是三米高，你还是可以听到别人讲话。
He raised it.
然后他就把那个柱子建得更高。
Eventually, his pole was 50 feet above the ground.
50 feet, 77 feet. 大概他就说他的柱子应该是有五十个英尺，大概17米18米。
He lived there for something like 30 years.
他在那个柱子上在那住了38年，好像说是。
People coming and rolling food up to him.
然后
on a bucket.
然后呢，大家就有人过来呀，就拿一个那个轮子给他吊，把食物吊上去。
You are worried rolling the other product.
然后别人再把他的上面的他的排水，再把他别的东西。
I don't know Chinese, but I can figure it out.
其实我不是科学家，我可以想出来，就是给他吊上来，吊下去。
I've been asked that question before, so I didn't expect it. He had a completely wrong idea.
他对这个圣洁有个完全的错误的观念。
And that though has passed on to today.
然后这些错误的观念其实也传到了今天。
Where there are those who think that, you know, if I just kind of isolate myself and only am surrounded by other Christian people.
有些就说我就分离出来，我周围的人，我就只是跟基督徒接触，那我就是圣洁。
Nowhere do we find that in Scripture.
但是在圣经中我们发现不了这样的教导。
Many people think that we become holy by following a set of rules.
还有的人认为呢，我们就是靠着遵守规条成为圣洁。
Already looked at that one.
我们刚才已经看到了。
Some believe that we know we're holy when we have some sort of special gift, the gift of tongues or some other miraculous gift.
还有的人说成为圣洁的就是我们要拥有一些特殊的恩赐，比如说说方言啊，或者行神迹才是圣洁。
Paul never equates holiness with some gift.
但是保罗从来没有把圣洁跟恩赐等同起来。
And I think the most common would be this.
我觉得最常见的这种错误观念就是
Many people believe that to be holy is simply impossible.
很多人觉得成为圣洁是不可能的。
It can't happen.
不可能发生。
That you and I cannot be like Christ.
我们，你和我不可能像耶稣基督。
Which means that
就意味着
the poor misguided apostle Paul.
所以呢，这个就是被误导的，我可怜的使徒保罗。
Verse after verse writing something that is completely impossible.
花了那么多时间，写了那么多的书信，结果竟然是完全实现不了的，成就不了的。
But those verses are inspired by the Holy Spirit.
但是保罗所写的是被圣灵所默示的，所启发的。
And so when he says, "This is who I want you to be, who God has called you to be."
所以当他写到说这是神呼召你们要成为的。
I'm convinced that it is possible for us to be what He calls us to be.
我就确信说，神可以就是。他所神所要呼召的，我们就可以成就在我们身上。
And so as we look at this topic of what it means to be holy,
所以当我们看这个主题，就是如何成为圣洁。
I want it to be biblical.
第一个呢，我想要这个是符合圣经的。
That it is something that is consistent with what Scripture teaches.
是跟圣经上的教导是一致的。
But secondly, I want it to be practical.
我想这个如何成为圣洁是很实际的
we can live.
是我们真的是可以活出来的
so that's where we're going to be going over the next few weeks.
所以这就是未来几个星期我们要看的
next week I'm going to kind of give an overview of what scripture shows us about this what it means to be a holy person.
所以下个星期我们来看一个圣经上所描述的成为圣洁的一个概览
and then we're going toWork through scripture looking at the big themes of what
所以我们就看圣经上讲到的几个大的主题。
All right? Yes.
We are supposed to follow Jesus in steps, right?
我们要一步一步的跟随耶稣基督。
But could we consider certain things in the Bible as obsolete?
Absolutely.
For example, obsolete.
Okay, oh, 过去过时。就是我们可不可以认为圣经上的
of made of two different kind of material?
一些东西已经过时了，比如说讲到说两种布料的衣服是不是已经这个是已经不需要再遵守过时。
Yes. The word that I want to use because it's a word that Jesus uses.
我想用那个词，因为是耶稣所用的词。
He doesn't use the word obsolete.
主耶稣没有用这个过时这个词。
But he uses the word fulfilled.
他用的主耶稣用的词不是说这个律法过时，而是说他成就了这个律法。
And here's why I think that word is important, and then I have to go because the preacher this morning will be cranky if you're late.
你说为什么我要用成就而不是过时
？We can ignore certain things.
是我们可以忽略某些事情吗？
Yes, to a degree.
一定程度，但不完全是。
Fulfilled means this.
成就意味着。
Those laws had a purpose.
那些律法是有目的的。
The purpose was to show us what it means to be holy.
那些目的就是要让我们展示圣洁。
That is now fulfilled.
现在呢？
In Jesus.
在耶稣身上成就了。
And so now we don't have to follow those laws. Yes.
所以我们现在就不需要再跟随那些那些律法，
Paul、
就是那些部分的律法。保罗这样说。
Those laws were a schoolmaster.
那些律法好像是训诲的师傅，把我们带到
to bring us to Christ.
把我们带到基督面前。
Once we have him, those no longer apply.
当耶稣，我们有耶稣，这些就不再引用。
Because they are fulfilled in him.
因为这一切都在耶稣身上成就了。
So, you say to your children.
所以你对你的孩子说。
You have some rule.
你有一些规则，一些规矩。
Don't ever cross this fence line.
你不要跨过这个篱笆。
Because you know that
你知道
at their age, that's dangerous over there.
你知道他们小的时候如果跨过这个篱笆对他们是危险的。
At some point,
但是到了一个程度
they may be old enough.
他们已经大到一定程度
that they are now mature and they can cross into that area and play.
他们现在已经大到成熟到他们可以跨过那个区域去玩耍。
Christ comes and he fulfills those laws, yes.
耶稣基督来到他成就了那些律法。
And so now we know the purpose of them.
现在我们知道那些律法的目的。
And as mature believers,
作为一个成熟的相
信徒 we don't have to follow those. So in that sense they are obsolete.
所以你就不需要再跟随那些律法，说从那种角度来讲，那个角度来讲，那个是过时。你可以这样来说。
All right,
那是很好的问题，我们一起祷告。
God, thank you for your word.
亲爱的主，我们为你的话语感谢你。
Thank you that you have chosen to live among us.
谢谢你真的是愿意选择住在我们中间。
You called us to be your people.
你呼召我们成为你的子民。
Give us a desire to be more and more like you.
求你给我们这种渴慕，能够愿意越来越像你。
As we live out who you have called us to be.
当我们活出来你呼召我们所成为的。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.